among the Gentiles, to give name, to give thanks to your holy name, and to triumph in your praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. And let all the people say, amen. We welcome you today to Imani Praise Fellowship. You may be seated. We want to just take this opportunity to welcome you today to Imani Praise Fellowship. We want you to know that we are the place. We are the church where God meets on this corner every Saturday. Every Saturday, God and his people meet here. And if this is your first time, we just want to greet you in a warm way. I want to, we've got some visitors. Excuse me. Jaime, would you please stand? My brother, amen, amen. Amen. And Catalina, amen. And I want to make sure, because I'm trying to read this. Mojave, is your last name? Mojave? Bonse? Oh, okay, that's it. And is there, okay. Moivwe. Okay, you're going to help me with my Spanish. I'll get it together. Amen. 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 And I also, we're gonna greet you in a very special way. And I also want to give a special greetings to a friend of mine, and some of you have seen her before. She's family, and she's back with us. Yes, you know I'm talking about you, Julia. Julia, would you please stand? Amen. Julia Williams, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We have been waiting for this day to get you back in the fellowship. Amen. And I want to take a moment later on to introduce you to your pastor. We've had some, life is always changes and stuff. And so while you were away, we've got a new pastor, an old pastor, but a new pastor. Mm-hmm. But you're going to like this old new pastor. I guarantee you, and I already know he's going to love you. Amen. Yeah. So we're going to introduce you. You're going to get to know your family and our new guest and hopefully family, too, right over there. Amen. So at this time, we're going to do a little something that we do only at Imani Praise. We want you to know that you're visiting the fastest growing, soon to be the fastest growing. It's a secret right now, but it's going to be the fastest growing church in Moreno Valley. Why? Because this is the place where Jesus is real, amen, and we keep it real. Amen? Amen? Amen.
Happy Sabbath, my brothers and sisters.
Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath, my brothers and sisters.
Happy Sabbath.
What a blessing to be in the house of the Lord one more time, to see your beautiful faces and to know that God is working in your life on a daily basis. Somebody ought to say amen. Amen. Well, I want you to welcome each and every one of you all to Imani, where Jesus is glorified. Come on now. Yes. Where the word of God is magnified. Yes. Where the Holy Spirit is on the move. Mm-hmm. I want you to know we're in a place. You have gathered here and you have assembled here to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Yes, God bless you and have a wonderful Sabbath. Once again, welcome, welcome. Welcome.
It's prayer time. And we know that we serve a God who still lives. A God who still answers prayer. How many of us believe that he still answers prayer? Yes, he is. And so he tells us to bring all our cares, all our burdens, and lay it at his feet. But sometimes we bring our burdens and our problems and we lay it at his feet, but not completely. We give it and we take it back. But he said to leave it at his feet. He will take care of our problem. He numbers the hair on our heads. And if he does, then that means he can solve our problems. So we need to trust in him and believe that he will do what he says that he will do. You know, we are living in the last days. He is coming soon. I don't know if you believe it or not, but he is coming soon. The Bible tells us in the last days there will be a hunger for the word of God. And so we need to go out in the highways and in the byways and tell others of Christ's soon coming. You know, yesterday morning I did something which was, I guess, led by the Holy Spirit. I was at home, and I was watering my lawn, and my neighbor came out, and we began talking. And right in the middle of the street, we began to pray. In the middle of the street. And there were two gentlemen, the next house over, they were fixing the house, and he said, they are praying in the middle of the street. God can do great things if we only trust in him. And so this morning, I'm going to ask you if you have any cares, any problems that you need to take to him. I'm going to ask you to assemble at the throne this morning as we talk to a God in prayer. Maybe you have some unspoken requests. You can kindly raise your hand. He knows what those requests are, and he will answer according to his needs. So this morning, I'm going to ask you to join me as we seek the Lord in prayer. Those who feel like kneeling, you can kneel. If you want to come to the altar, you come to the altar. If not, I'm going to ask you to just stand where you are. Let us be seeking God in prayer this morning. Come into the altar this morning.
Speak to my heart. Holy Spirit.
The rest of the congregation, I'm going to ask you to stand. Or you can kneel if you choose to do so.
Lifting my heart from despair. How you love.
God, our Savior, our Redeemer, and our friend. Lord, we come this morning recognizing your goodness and your mercies towards us. Father, sometimes we don't deserve it, but because you loved us so much,
yes,
you send your only begotten Son to die for us. Oh God, I believe that you could have created new beams. You could have just wiped us out and created new beams. But oh God, the love that you have for us was so great. And so, Father, we come this morning asking for forgiveness of our sins. We ask that you will create within us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Lord, we come with trials. We come with tribulations, but you beckon us to leave it at your feet because you're the God that answers all prayers. Father, sometimes we want our prayers to be answered at this very minute, but Lord, we know that you know what's best for us, and we know that you are never late, you're always on time.
Yes.
So, Lord, we ask that you will tabernacle with us today. And oh God, as we look in the congregation, Lord, we ask that you will bless those who need a special blessing today. Those who are seeking for jobs, unemployment. Lord, we ask that you will open the windows of heaven. And Lord, those who are sick, who need healing. God, we ask that you will touch their bodies right now and make them whole. And Lord, as we look, we see that there are many of our members who are absent today. We don't know for what reason, but Lord, we ask that if they're discouraged, that you will comfort them. And if they are on their way, Lord, we ask that you will bring them here safely. But wherever they are, Lord, we ask that you will touch their hearts. Lord, we bring our pastor before you this morning as he brings to us the word of life. Lord, we know that our hearts will be touched because he has been studying, he has been faithful servant of yours. So, God, we ask that you will bless him. Bless his family, Lord, as they support him. Be by his side.
Yes.
And Lord, we ask that you will continue to bless Imani. Help us to be a lighthouse at this corner of Indian and Iris. That the people in Moreno Valley will want to know what's going on at that corner. But Lord, first of all, I ask that you will create a revival in each soul. Let us look deep within, Lord, and see where we need to commit ourselves to you and the Holy Spirit dwell within us. And then, Father, we pray that when you come, that none of us that is here under the sound of my voice will be absent from that great and glorious day. Oh God, we will look up and we will say, this is our God, and we have waited for him, and he will save us in his salvation. Now bless us, Lord, and keep us, for we cannot keep ourselves. And then save us in your kingdom when you come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Church.
Good morning.
Good morning, boys and girls. Happy Sabbath. Olivia is going to be reading you the children's story today.
All right.
People there to repent of their evil ways. Nineveh was the capital of Assyria, and the Assyrian Empire was an enemy of Jonah's people. Jonah did not want to help them, so he ignored God's command. Why should I go to Nineveh, thought Jonah, if I give those people God's message? Perhaps they will change their ways. The city will never be destroyed. Instead, Jonah went to the seaport of Joppa, where he boarded a ship going in the opposite direction. Shortly after the ship set sail, a fierce hurricane blew across the windy sea. The captain and sailors were frightened and tossed cargo overboard to lighten the ship. The sailors began to pray, each to his own God. As the captain went down into the ship, there he found Jonah suddenly asleep. "Get up, Jonah," he yelled. "A great storm is here. Pray to your own God like everyone else." Jonah began to worry because the thought God had sent the great hurricane. He told the crew how he had fled from God's commands. "Are you to blame for the storm? They asked. "I am a Hebrew," replied Jonah. "I worship the God who made the seas and the land. This storm is my fault. You should throw me overboard." The sailors grew scared and did not listen to Jonah. They tried instead to navigate the ship toward safe harbor. The waves grew higher and higher. The crew realized they were too far from land. They began praying again. "Lord, please don't let us lose our lives because of a single man." Now they knew they had to get rid of Jonah, they picked him up and threw him overboard. The storm vanished as Jonah drifted away. Then he started to sink beneath the calm sea. Jonah felt his life was coming to an end. Suddenly, a great whale swam up to Jonah and swallowed him whole. Jonah stayed inside the great whale for 3 long days and 3 long nights. Jonah sat in the belly of the whale and thought, "I was stupid to have fled from God's presence, but God was lucky. Jonah was lucky. God kept him safe. Soon he ordered the whale to put Jonah on land. God spoke again to Jonah. Go to Nineveh and proclaim the message to all this time."
This time Jonah
obeyed. The city of Nineveh was so big it took Jonah 3 full days to walk through it. After the first day, he thought it was time to give the people God's command. Nineveh will be destroyed in 40 days. Jonah's message scared the people, for they knew they had been wicked. The people began to repent and change their ways. The king heard Jonah's words and exclaimed, no one in Nineveh shall eat or drink anything. They shall be covered in sackcloth and pray to the one God." So the people tried to rid their city of evil. God saw that the people of Nineveh had repented. He was ready to forgive them and save their city, but Jonah was not happy with God's mercy. Jonah called to God, "I knew you were a loving and merciful God, ready to forgive those who are truly sorry. So let me die for now that I saved the enemy of my people. I am better of dead." God tried to teach Jonah a lesson, for Jonah had not thought it right for the God of Israel to be merciful to the people of Nineveh.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I want to say thanks to Olivia. We had a different plan this morning when I came in. We had a different storyteller. But Olivia wanted to do the children's story. Olivia, I'm really happy that you chose to do that. I have a little something for you to say thank you. Don't throw it away. It's a gift card to Walmart. Ooh. To get something for you. The children's department, there's a couple that's visiting. We have a book for you. It's called Your Bible and You. We'd like to give this to you just to say thank you for visiting Imani, and we hope to see you come back again. Now, you're going to have prayer. But I want to say to you guys, what did you learn from the story? What did you learn?
That you should always obey God no matter what.
Even when you don't agree with what God said, you need to do it. That's correct. God is merciful. He'll forgive you if you ask for his forgiveness. In this case, the city of Nineveh, God was going to destroy, but when the people repented, God forgave them. He's always merciful. So whatever is going on, you just need to ask him, Lord, I know I'm wrong. Forgive me for whatever I've done. Okay? Now, I want to encourage you, children. I'm not the one that wants the children's story. I want you guys to participate. It's your story. It's your little part in the sermon. Or in the Sabbath where you get to do something for yourself. So if anybody wants to go ahead and do the children's story, please let me know. Just like Olivia, I'd like you guys to come up and minister to us adults and to your fellow youngsters. Who wants to pray? Anybody wants to pray? Okay, I'll let Talia go first, Olivia, and then you.
Bow your head and close your eyes. Dear Jesus, thank you for another day of life, Lord God. Thank you for helping us all get here safely, Lord God. Please help people to understand that they need to obey God no matter what, Lord. No matter what. Jesus, when I pray, amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this lovely day. And please help us to be good. And please let all the people be healthy. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Good job. You want to pray to Caleb? Okay, we have one more prayer.
Thank you for our fathers and our moms, dads, and everyone else from our families. Thank you for God. We pray for him. We always love him every day, and we pray for him every night.
Amen. Amen.
All right, it's time for praise and worship. Yeah. Come on. Actually, we've been praising and worshiping the whole time we've been here. This is just the time that we set aside and we call it praise and worship. But really, when you got up this morning and you took that first breath, you were praising God. Amen, amen, amen. So we want you to stand up and we want you to use your praise instruments. The Bible says, oh, clap your hands, all ye people. So it's okay to clap. Amen. We're going to praise God today. Come on, stand up and give God some praise. Hallelujah. As you're standing, come on, clap your hands and give God praise. Hallelujah. He's worthy.
Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. And when my heart is overwhelmed,
has your heart been overwhelmed this week?
Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. That is higher than I.
Come on, put your hands together.
Feel like
Higher than I.
Take it up, hear my cry.
in this moment. Don't move. In this moment in time, it's not about you. It's all about Him. For we've come to worship Him. In this moment, I want you to capture this. This moment, we worship you, O Lord, with our very being. We worship you. Our Father and our God, with all humility, in this moment in time, we approach your throne of grace. And Lord, I declare that we need you like we have never needed you before. We come to worship you. How fitting was this song? For in this moment, Lord, I am moved by the Spirit of God. How in tune are the musicians and the praise team. As this morning I prepare to preach how to have a meaningful worship experience. How in tune, oh God, did you prepare this table for your word to come forth with power in your time. Have your way. Have your way. Now let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Lord, you are my strength and you are my redeemer. We focus our attention on you. Bless us on this day in Jesus' name.